Yishlami Klayim Daf Mem Vav. So we continued from the Gemara yesterday, and the Gemara really, it's a little bit complicated, not a little bit, it's a very complicated Gemara, because we're not just dealing with the actual configuration of a Kerem that we're reconfiguring it, but we're actually even like deleting, subtracting and adding spaces on all sides to be able to get the proper configuration, the proper amount that we need to make a Kerem. So the Gemara says, what do we do in such a case now? According to what we're saying now, that we have to make, reconfigure, because it's not the shape of the corners and not the shape of a 50 by 50. We have to, it's only 64 by 48, so we have to add on each side. So the Gemara says, how do we do that in the Mishnah? How do we explain the case in the Mishnah of a Beis Sa? So the Gemara wants to have it come up with something else now. The Gemara is saying that we really don't take in to account the space on the corner. Since the crock, the space that was cleared, as we said, throughout a Cherev Sheva Kerem, is throughout the entire Kerem, which means even the corners also is cleared. So we take out that corner space. We don't consider it a space as far as the measurement of the Beis Sa. Kerach, Shesh Esri, Al Shesh Esri. Each corner has a kerach, a clearing of 16 by Amos by 16 Amos. So may Lord, if we take out all those corners, all those areas that we have, which is a total, Gemara says, of 256 Amos, we take that out, and now we take off what is there, the share of a Beis Sa. So really coming out that it's much smaller than a Beis Sa. We don't have the share of a Beis Sa anymore. If you take out all the corners, all the areas of the corners, the way the Marfulda explains, we have less than a Beis Sa. So we have less than a Beis Sa, then we don't have a Kerem Gadol anyway. So what's the whole halach of the Mishnah of a Kerem Dal? It remains, retains the din of a Kerem. It's not a din of a Kerem. We take out those Damas, we don't have a din of a Kerem. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Avodas of Shmoneh Amos. The vineyard, the Gemara says, the area of the Kerem, of a workspace is 4 Amos that extends to 8 Amos in each side. So there we get the additional space. In other words, we said, since you have to have 4 Amos in each side, so the way the Mefarshim explained is that we are now adding on additional space. Since now since you have to have at least 8 Amos, and you have to get the area in the corners in each space, the 8 Amos from every side, so therefore we add on, we can take the 4 Amos that you would need, we extend it to an 8 Amos on either side, in every direction. If that's so, the Gemara says, Ma'adavadlai. Then how do you have the mitzvah? How do you reckon a space of base? How do you have a case of a base saw now? Whoever does so, the soul base saw. Do you mean to say him and the workspace together is needs a base saw? Is that what we mean a base saw? Then we can say, okay, then we're extending even beyond what's planted, just the workspace. We add on 8 Amos in the sides. You can get a base saw. Or Chosavadaso, do you say, yeah, you have to have the base saw area? It has to be the 4 Amos go outside the base saw. It's not included in the base saw area. If you tell me that's included in the Beis Sa, then does it mean that inside the Beis Sa or outside the Beis Sa? When we talk about, so again, tomorrow wants to know two things. Number one, do we say that the workspace is included in the Beis Sa? And if we say that it is, does it have to be in the Beis Sa or even if it's close to the Beis Sa? Do we say that? We'll come at the Mishnah's case of Beis Sa. It's not a Beis Sa. You're missing a space of Chamesh Amas Yamal, Gemara says, by 500, Tamei, and 8 square Amas each side. Because it's, take that off now. If that's not included in the workspace, if the workspace is not part of the Beis Sa, you got to take all that space out. Elam, if you have the Chutz L'Avodaso, are you taking out even the part of Yavodaso out of the whole space itself? Eshkan Yesi, Abba Mofin, Chamesh Atarti. Coming to the Mishnah case of a Beis Sa is actually not 452 square Amos. Why? Because we're taking out all that space of the four corners of the 8 Amos on each side, so it's less than the area of the 50 by 50 Amos, of 2,500 Amos, it's even less than that. You're coming out that it's even less than that, it's 452. So Mela, what is the situation? The Mishnah says you have 10 vines, make a Beis Sa, and you don't have a Beis Sa, it's less than a Beis Sa. So the Gemara says, we're talking about a case, Ukmuf Lagos. Mishnah's case is talking about a case where the vines were distanced by 16 amas from each of you. It's a very wide space between each ama. And mainly the vines are looking as if they're individuals because they can't be a kerem. There's 16 amas between each one. We said that in order to be considered a kerem, you have to be within 16 amas. If you say that muflagos, then they're considered a separate vine. In Timut Surav, you'll tell me where you wake the area you're working together. makes it more closer because we consider it a workspace that may come less than 16 amas. I'll tell you, we're learning this. There are only 10 vines to a besah. And Mela would come in to tell you that if it's a besah, it's not considered a combination of a besah. And Mela, therefore, the Mishnah is talking about where it's not spaced in the area of 50 by 50 amma. And Mela, we don't have a situation of where we have a besah. Why? Because we're saying now that the space that we consider, the Esher Gefarim LeBeisah that we said before, and we talk about that the place is Matzurv, that we take out the workspace as being outside the 16 Amos, then we don't have any space. We don't have no Beisah at all. So how do we have a Beisah? How do we have the whole case in the Mishnah? Well, my case in the Mishnah is, in the case of the Mishnah is where the Rav Zera explained that it's a case that was destroyed throughout the entire Beis Hasayim, and maybe we're left with 10 Gefanim. No way we could come up to any configuration that we will be able to have the space that would not be encountering 16 amos space in between them, because that would already make it oy space Hasayim. It would make it an oy space saw. It would take it away of a Beisah, because it can't be considered a Kerem. We have no way to configure it. Mafulda. Lo matzi l'misnei l'fichesh b'natavnis hazeh Kerem sh'rotzev. And the Bechidus Masnisi, it can't be to figure out a way we consider them rotzev, to sit them together in any way. We tried now five different possibilities, whether within 16 Amas, outside 16 Amas, the workspace included, the workspace not included. There's no possible viable explanation of Zeir's thing to make it that it should remain considered a Beisah. There's no way to be considered a Beisah, then we don't have a Kerem. We don't have a Din of a Kerem. Then the halacha doesn't apply of how we're able to go ahead and sustain a Din Kerem with having 10 vines all within five and a Zanav in between them. We'd never figure out, even in a Charev, even if it's destroyed, would never come out to figure out how we'd make it into a Din Kerem. And if we can't figure out a Kodra of Zera, what would be the case, the scenario would be, to be able to be considered a Din of a Kerem.